Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I am your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Friday edition of the podcast as we prep some bets for a huge weekend of sports betting, including NFL Week 17, and then a packed slate of college football bowl games on the New Year's weekend schedule, including the two CFP semifinal matchups on Saturday. We're going to talk to our good buddy Andrew Cayley about those bets, what we should make, get the inside scoop on action in Las Vegas from Arthur DeCesar of the Superbook towards the end of the show, and then we'll also have another Team 600 teaser selection after we added another winner last week. I think we're, 5-2 with those teaser bets so far this year. And then we got Week 17 started off right with an easy and almost instant winner on Thursday Night Football. We had Ezekiel Elliott to score a touchdown. He did so in the first quarter, plus 105 return on that. Took about 10 minutes. That brings us to 90, 72-2 with the podcast picks on the year. Not too shabby. And helping us get to that mark, all while producing the podcast, is my man Del. Del, Happy New Year to you. Any plans for New Year's Eve?
No, nothing crazy, just taking it easy. Sometimes that's the better way to go. I feel like New Year's is the most overrated celebration of the year. And every year, everyone's let down. So, you got any big plans?
No, we're just having fam over. We'll get some food. We're making chicken wings. We'll play some cards. We play a game called Pass the Ace, which is awesome. It's high stakes. It's for money. Google it. It's a lot of fun. Maybe I'll try to find some rules and then put it in there when we tweet this out, and people can play Pass the Ace with a group. It's awesome. You get a group of people. It's winner take all. It gets pretty heated because there's good cash involved, actually.
Sounds like it. I wish I was doing that.
I'll send you the rules. Maybe you can get some high stakes Pass the Ace going at your own place. All right, so before we start the show, we ask that if you like what you're hearing from us, you've been following along with the bets all season, go rate and review the Sharp 600. Would be much appreciated. And with that said, 600 seconds for one last time in 2022.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
All right, another 1-1-1 ATS week for my NFL underdog column picks. That leaves us at 9-4-2 ATS so far in December. We're hungry to get on the other side of that one. Looking to close out the campaign with a winning run. It starts with these three pups for NFL Week 17. So we talked about this on the Tuesday pod briefly. I took Carolina Panthers +3. I actually bet them personally when the line came out. Bet them +5.5. But by the time I got around to writing the column, the line had already gone down to a field goal. Still good with Carolina at that spot. However, there has been some buyback on Tampa Bay. So you can get Carolina +3.5 out there. A little extra juice to get that half point hook. Panthers offense has been extremely efficient since going with Sam Darnold at QB. They're moving the chains. More importantly, they're eating up the TOP, and that has boosted a defense that was playing the most minutes in the NFL for a good part of the schedule. And then it's just tough to trust Tampa Bay. We saw them almost lose to a third-string quarterback against Arizona, and then they lost to this team, Carolina, with P.J. Walker under center earlier in the year. Carolina +3, +3.5 is out there. Next up, Pittsburgh Steelers +3. This spread now down to +2.5 as it looks like Lamar Jackson will not play. Baltimore has its ticket to the postseason already punched, and they can thank a soft sked and then a concussion to Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett early into their Week 14 win over the Steelers for all of that success. Baltimore has beaten up on some broken teams, Denver, Cleveland, Atlanta, and they just got by Pittsburgh in that last matchup. Pickett is back. I like the Steelers' defense to really lock down what is a one-dimensional, run-heavy Ravens offense. Underdog always profitable in this series as well, too. Mike Tomlin, 10-2-2 ATS as an underdog versus Baltimore during his tenure with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last underdog for Week 17, the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I went shopping when I wrote the column. Cincinnati +2.5 with some extra vig. That's the line that I got. You can get Bengals +1.5 right now. You get them +1. Some places are already down to a pick 'em on this game. And sometimes you just have to bet the best team getting the points. And the Bengals, hell, the Bengals could be the best team in the NFL right now. And playing at home to a Buffalo team that has really slipped in the second half of the season. Cincinnati is one of the rare teams that can go toe-to-toe with the Bills' offense. And then Buffalo's defense has been able to handle weaker attacks like Chicago and the Jets and the Patriots in recent weeks. But they've given up some points against legit offenses like Miami, Detroit, and Minnesota in that same span. And no one is more legit than Joe Burrow and co. right now. Number one in EPA per play since Week 9. So Bengals and the points. Couple more bets that I like for Week 17. I took your Eagles, Dell, -6.5. It was actually one of the first bets that I made on Sunday. And this one went as high as 7. It came back down to -5.5, basically changing with the status of Jalen Hurts. Now, the last we heard, he practiced. This one back up to 6.5. This is a big game for Philly as it tries to lock down the NFC East. and tries to lock down that top seed in the conference. And even without Hurts, even if he's not under center, I still have faith in the Philly defense to get it done against a Saints attack that has really been bad, ranked bottom third in EPA the second half of the season. So Eagles under that touchdown, -6.5. Looking at the Geno Bowl between the Jets and their former quarterback, Geno Smith, and the Seahawks, and I'm looking at the running back, Kenneth Walker for Seattle, to go over his rushing attempts at 15.5. The VIG is a little high on this, but he's going to get there. It's -130-ish. Walker coming off a busy week 16 in which he rushed 26 times against the Chiefs despite them trailing big in the second half. Pete Carroll, he likes to run this football. He plans to keep the playbook balanced. Praised Walker for his work against the Chiefs. Jets defense can shut down the passing game. Lockett's dinged up. Could see a lot of run from Seattle, and Walker is that dude for them on the ground. So over 15.5 carries from him. Looking at the Texans and the Jaguars, and I'm taking Christian Kirk to go over his receptions prop. It's not out yet. His props are just super slow rolling here in week 17. However, if you look back over the past month, his receptions totals have been parked at 4.5 catches, a mark that he has topped in 3 straight games until only catching 3 balls and 6 targets last week. Now, the big thing here is Kirk can score some incentives. He has a $500K payday if he can go 80 receptions or more. And he also has a $500K payday if he can get to 1,000 yards. Right now he's sitting at 76 receptions, 988 total yards heading into week 17. Lawrence is playing well. Now this game doesn't mean too much because the Jags, they're looking ahead to that big finale with Tennessee next week. Peterson says everyone's got to play, and this is a big game for those guys with incentives. So hoping this one comes out around 4.5 in terms of his reception total. I'm comfortable playing it over 5.5 as well. And then back to the monster Monday night matchup between the Bills and the Bengals. Burrow's rushing total sitting at 13.5 yards. Now, this game is going to have a playoff-like atmosphere, and considering the close spread, it could come down to which team can pick up the tough yards. And Burrow hasn't had to run that much in recent games, but in the playoff-like games, Burrow has had to make magic happen with his legs. We look at the game against Kansas City earlier this year, 42 rushing yards. Look at Tennessee, 32 rushing yards. And then last year's AFC title game, 25 yards against the Chiefs as well, too. This is a potential AFC title game. Burrow breaks off enough to go over 13.5 rushing yards on Monday night. Dell, what do you like here in week 17?
I like Cole Kmet +230 anytime touchdown. Kmet has seen at least 5 targets in 6 of the last Bears' 7 games. And Chicago's receivers are dealing with a ton of injuries. He's going to get a ton of targets, and they're playing the Lions. The Lions have allowed 10 touchdowns to opposing tight ends this year, including 2 to Kmet in week 10. And with a total of 51.5, +230 odds for Kmet is a must bet for me.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, a lot of points going to be scored in that one. A big weekend for college football betting, including the 2 CFB semifinal games. To help us squeeze the best bets out of those bad boys, we got my man Andrew Cayley from Covers. Andrew, let's start. Music City, Iowa versus Kentucky.
31.5 is a super low total for this game. No QB Will Levis or running back Chris Rodriguez for Kentucky. Iowa's offense, one of the worst in the country, but could be down to their fourth stringer on top of that. My gut still says under here, but turnovers could change that. And the best unit on the field is Iowa, so I'm going to lay with them at less than a field goal.
All right, we're not seeing Alabama in the semifinal, but we got them in the Sugar Bowl taking on Kansas State.
Obviously a weird game here. All the guys you thought were going to opt out didn't opt out. Most notably Bryce Young and Will Anderson could be the top 2 picks in the draft. Only 6.5 points they're laying in this one. But if Kansas State was an SEC team in the regular season, I think this line would be in the 13.5 to 17.5 point range. And Nick Saban will have his team ready for this one.
All right, Fiesta Bowl, the first semifinal, TCU versus Michigan.
I think the magic runs out for the Horned Frogs or the Hypnotones, if you prefer, in this one. The defense just isn't good enough in this one, going up against a really, really physical Michigan offensive line. They're going to wear them out in this one, and J.J. McCarthy will hit some plays deep in this game to help them cover the spread.
All right, and then the other semifinal, the Peach Bowl, Ohio State versus Georgia.
We saw what happened to Ohio State against Michigan in the regular season finale, and Georgia's just a better team of Michigan at this point. Stetson Bennett is experienced, and he's the leader of that team. That defense led by Jalen Carter is outstanding, will make life tough for C.J. Stroud. It's really an interesting spot, but I think Georgia could be the team here.
All right, we got about 20 seconds. What's the best bet? What's the best bet?
It's Georgia -6.5. The +6.5 is tempting with Ohio State, but like I said, this Georgia team is the most complete in the nation. 15 consecutive wins since last season, and they're just going to walk to another national championship, I think.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Taco, for the insights into the CFB semifinal games. Time for the team 600 teaser for week 17. I'm going to take the Chargers, taking on the Rams, going to march them down from -6.5 to -0.5 a point. The Bolts can still improve their playoff position, get fifth in the AFC, which would mean taking on the AFC South winner. That's a much easier task than playing the Bengals in the first round. So Chargers, minus 0.5. Dell, what do you like?
Doing similar to you, I'm marching the Eagles down from minus 6.5 to minus 0.5. Doesn't matter who's starting at quarterback for them, and there's some massive draft implications for the Eagles if they win this one.
All right, two-minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar of the Superbook. Arthur, welcome back. Glad you're feeling better. Team 600 teasers are rolling. What do you got?
I'm going with my team. We're going to go Giants pick 'em.
Ooh. All right. So we got Giants pick 'em, Chargers half point, Philly half point. So just essentially just three money lines.
Went outs, baby.
Yeah. Biggest bet game for week 17 so far.
Well, as far as Sunday goes, Vikings and Packers going to see a lot of action. And, you can't not mention the Monday night game. Obviously, Bills and Bengals going to be a big handle for us on a Monday. Monday games have been bad. This is a really good one.
All right. Biggest liability for you guys at the Superbook?
We'll go to one of those games. It's the Packers. Sharps took Packers at 2.5. They even took them at minus 3, minus 120. We're now Packers minus 3.5.
All right, we got the CFP semifinals. Give us a little action report on both of those games.
Sure. If you look at the Georgia-Ohio State game, the line hasn't moved off 6.5 despite Georgia's ticket count being 5-1. Mm-hmm. And then the Michigan TCU number was as high as 9. And now since it's settled to 7.5, ticket count's pretty even. We will need Michigan in the game, though, because of the early sharp money on TCU.
Okay. Pros versus Joe's game for week 17.
Steelers are going to be the pro side. Ravens are going to be the Joe side.
Sharps right, I'm took, on the Steelers.
So. Yeah, Sharps took Pittsburgh everywhere, man. 3.5, 3, 2.5, and now it's 2. Ravens will be popular as far as money lines and just the squares coming in to take them, but every sharp bettor seems to be on Pittsburgh.
All right, including this sharp bettor. Notable total for week 17.
Saints and Eagles, some under money's come in. It was 44, a really respected sharp took under 44. It's now crept all the way to 42.
All right, best spot to celebrate New Year's Eve in Las Vegas.
I'm going to be an old guy and say home, but that's just me. I will be at work, though, so I'll be at work. I can't say.
So come to the Superbook and ring in the New Year.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right, before we let you go here, week 17, best bet. What do you got?
Now that I see 3.5, it's too good to pass up. I don't think Tampa's any good. I'm taking the Panthers plus 3.5.
All right, buddy, I'm with you on that. I got them plus 5.5 on the opener. Like them still at plus 3. I saw that it crept back up 3.5. I'm with you. Finally, we get to be on a bet together.
Yes, sir.
All right, that is it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for joining us. Please, if you can, find some time to rate and review the podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Everyone have a fun and safe New Year's Eve, a great New Year's Day, betting week 17 and those big bowl games. We will talk to you on Tuesday. Good luck.